November 20th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The existence of this mission is an arrow in my quiver against abortion. In generations past, abortion never would have been legalized or become a political issue. The acceptance of abortion reveals the heart of this nation and the heart of the world. It is not up to mankind to choose which life in the womb should live and which should not. All life in the womb is my creation. This presumption concerning life reveals the attitudes of mankind in general. Man is master of his own fate only insofar as free will choices are concerned. It is I who command circumstances surrounding free will choices, always with an eye towards each soul's salvation. The cup of my patience is overflowing. The Holy Mother pleads with me to give mankind more time to return to righteousness and to repent. She senses time is running out. She fears my wrath. Flagrant misuse of time cannot be reconciled with my divine will. I grant mankind each present moment to build up my kingdom, not his own. Choose wisely what you accept as truth. Satan is part of all confusion. Do not seek to please yourself, but please me." A note is given to read Jude chapter 17, verse 23. Warnings and exhortations. "But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, 'In the last time there will be scoffers, following their own ungodly passions. It is these who set up divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And convince some who doubt. Save some by snatching them out of the fire. On some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh." Another note is given to read Psalm 18, 20 through 24. "The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his ordinances were before me, and his statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from guilt. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.